Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
You do have an interesting finish. Like, you come through and then you swing your legs up.
It's different sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. It depends on how much I like extend and get stable on my left leg. Fastballs and sliders are, I'm going to have more of that like kind of violent, you know, whatever, right leg coming swinging through. Whereas the changeup, since I'm trying to kill velo, I'm using less legs and the front leg will actually like bend out sometimes and it's more of like a smooth finish.
Let's not give away your tells here.
Well, it's after I throw the ball anyways, so it's not like the hitters are seeing it. They have to try and hit the ball.
Great point. Welcome to another episode of the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media. And today we are hitting the road for a very special episode, almost episode number 200, but not quite. We figured we'd take you on a field trip out to Dodger Stadium. Look who's almost sitting in my seat. Lucas
back
Giolito.
California, sunny California.
So you grew up about 40 minutes from here, right, in Santa Monica.
Yep.
How often did you make it out to this ballpark?
Quite a bit. Yeah, I came out, watched a lot of Dodgers games, moved here when I was about 5 years old, and this is the stadium I came to the most. We'd make the trip down south to Anaheim sometimes, but spent a lot of time sitting in those which bleachers had the all you can eat Dodger dogs? Is it left or right?
Yeah, I moved here when I had a little money. So that part, I don't remember. I didn't grow up here, so I don't know which ones those were. But I mean, come on now. You couldn't. Your folks were paying for these seats.
Not my folks, but yeah, the high school I went to.
Oh yeah, that's
all
right.
All my buddies, yeah. I would sneak into the dugout club from time to time. We had some connections.
So who'd you go with? Did you go with Freed? Did you go with Flaherty? Who'd you go with?
I definitely came to some games of Max. I remember close family friend of the Freed, Scotty Tenen, was a visiting clubhouse attendant.
Awesome.
So he brought us down to the clubhouse one time, I believe when, oh man, I don't know what team was in town, maybe the Nationals or something like that, or Yankees, and got to go in, meet some of the players. That was a cool experience. And now being here as a player, it's like, I was walking around the field earlier before we got all set up and I almost got emotional.
Did you?
Seriously. Yeah. Because like I said, this is the stadium that I came, watched Major League Baseball for the first time and really fell in love with the game. So being here as a player, it's a bummer I'm not pitching this series, but I'm still going to soak it all in.
So you haven't pitched here at all, have you?
No. This is my first time to Dodger Stadium as a big leaguer.
That sucks. They couldn't have reworked the rotation so that you could have gotten a hometown start? I mean, how awesome would that have been?
It would have been cool, but I'm sure I'll get my opportunity in the future.
Okay. You don't have to be political with me. You can be like, yeah, it does suck. It does suck.
No, it does. It does. But I'm coming off a good one Sunday, so I'll take it.
You're coming off two good ones. Home against the Marlins, which unfortunately you got a no decision, even though you gave up one run, seven innings. Start before that in New York. Is it different pitching in New York?
Oh, it is so fun. It is so fun pitching New York, man. You know, the fans, especially the bleacher creatures, like they'll give you some shit when you're warming up and they're yelling a lot of mean things at you. Just the energy in the stadium, especially considering the conditions when we were there.
Oh,
I felt like I was pitching in Gotham City.
Yes.
Like it was like all orange out, like it felt like we were in a comic book. And pitching there, amazing playing service, amazing mound, my favorite mound in the league. So you know, I was able to show out and have a good one.
Okay, so there's a few things I want to cover there. You were there when all the wildfires in Canada mm-hmm. started making their way there. Could you feel it like in your lungs and stuff?
Day two, yes. The day that the game got canceled, yeah. When I was walking around outside to get some breakfast and everybody in Midtown, that's where we say Midtown Manhattan, everybody is like walking around the streets taking videos, like people got masks on. It's like, what is going on out here? And when I was walking around, like I started to feel it like in my chest, like, oh man, it's like I'm smoking cigarettes or something.
So you didn't go for your day after run?
No, I don't do that anyways.
You don't?
No.
Are you?
I am not a runner.
Not at all?
This body is not built for moving my legs for a long period of time.
So what are you, an elliptical guy?
Cardio is going to be that low impact, so elliptical, bike, things like that. Running for me is all sprint work. That's the only running I'll do.
When do you do that?
Day two, day three, a little bit day four, just get the legs moving.
So is that today you have to sprint?
No. Today's my day one, technically, because we had an off day yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. So what do you do? Like, people have no idea what starting pitchers do. You pitched on Sunday. Saturday?
Sunday.
Sunday. Then you had the off day. So what do you do day one?
Day one is a mixture of, like, strength training and recovery. So I'm probably not going to play catch today. Maybe I will, because we had that off day yesterday. Just play light catch. But I get in the weight room, crush legs, core, and then I'll do the cardio if I'm feeling it. You know, a little bit, 20, 25 minutes on the bike, something like that. And then after that, it's all recovery. So we have our massage therapist, Jess. She's fantastic. Work with her every day one, about an hour. You know, work through whatever I need. And that's pretty much it. Then I enjoy the game.
How sore are you 2 days after pitching?
I'm not very sore right now. No.
Is that normal?
I feel good. Yeah. Once you get in the swing of things in the season, I don't, you know, I'm very fortunate. I don't get, like, super sore. I'll get a little bit here and there, you know, maybe my legs will be a little tired, or like the back of my arm, but I feel like take pretty good care of myself and I'm able to recover pretty quickly.
Who's your catch partner?
It depends.
Just whomever's available?
Yeah, whoever's available. Yeah, I don't have, like, a set catch partner. It's usually one of our bullpen catchers, Louie or Gonzo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But no ball players. No, like, everyday. Do everyday ball players like to mix with starting pitchers?
No, they don't.
They don't like you.
It's usually starters throw with starters, relievers throw with relievers, and position guys throw with position guys.
Got it. Who's the best to play catch with? Like, who's the funniest? There's got to be some funny dude. Or are you guys all business when you're out there throwing?
No, it's not all business. Joe Kelly, you'll never know what you're going to get, you know, because he'll be working on his deeks and all the funky stuff he does pitching wise. Other than that, I don't love playing catch with Kopech because, like, you can't see his fastball.
Ooh, that's
on the
bad.
Flat ground. It's just, like, explodes out of his hand and it's, like, rising and running and it gets pretty crazy. I'd say over the last, like, couple years, the guy I play catch with the most, if it's not a bullpen catcher, is Dylan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he throw you 12-6 just to have fun with you?
Yeah, we throw each other everything. But the thing is, I've caught him so much that, like,
now you know
I'm
what
very
you're doing.
Confident. Yeah, you'll see me out there picking sliders and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had that in you.
I do.
That's
I do.
Awesome.
I got a decent glove on me.
Oh, this is great. We've got, like, a Dodger
tour. Nice.
Going on.
Very nice.
Don't worry. I'm not going to let them know who you are.
Okay.
But they're probably going to think I'm the famous one, not
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
This is going to be great. That's right. Chris Rose, John Boy Media. It's great to see all of you. Good job. Welcome.
How's it going?
Welcome. No, you don't want mine. It's great. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'll have a signing later today. Don't worry. Enjoy the field, though.
Respect.
This is respect. That's right. That's right. All right. Enjoy.
And appreciation.
This is great. I love it.
Yeah.
Did you ever do one of these Dodger tours?
No.
Do you want to take the headset off and go join them? Maybe you could learn a few things. We're good here?
Yeah, I think we're fine here.
Okay.
I know enough about this stadium.
Okay.
Hey, more of the Chris Rose Rotation coming your way. But first, I want to tell you about our buddies over at Bird Dogs, which makes me look great. The summer months officially here. That means it's going to be hot. It's going to be sweltering. That means, boys, you're going to be getting that swamp butt and you're not going to be feeling great unless you go get Bird Dogs. Why? Because their stretch khaki shorts are designed to fit slimmer through the thigh and the leg and give you that truly sculpted look. On top of that, Bird Dog shorts fit way better than regular shorts that are made of those stiff, restricted cotton. And that's where you end up getting that swamp bite, that terrible feeling. You're always picking at yourself and all that. With Bird Dogs, there's none of that coming your way. And they have fixed the issue by inventing cloud knit fabric. It looks just like khaki, but it stretches so you get a way slimmer fit without having to sacrifice movement, which is a great thing. You know, Bird Dogs also uses the anti-stink sweat wicking fabric, keeps you cool and dry all day long. Do I have to tell you about it? You know, I'm one of those guys that's shaped like a pear. So not only does Bird Dogs make me look great, it takes care of all that uncomfortable feeling south of the equator. They knock it out of the park, bro. So head on over to birddogs.com/giants. Enter the promo code ROSE for a free Yeti-style tumbler with your order. That is birddogs.com/ROSE, a free Yeti-style tumbler. You'll feel great. You'll look great, too.
It's a strange season you guys have had. The last time we talked, you were like, God, season sucks. Now, it's weird because as we tape, you're 9 games under 500 as a team, but you're only like 4.5 out.
I know.
So... What are you laughing at?
It's ridiculous.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it has been a weird one. Just when, you know, I've been in the league for a little bit now, like when I think I've seen it all, there's always something new. Obviously, our division as a whole is not playing well.
It stinks.
We're right there in it at, like you said, 9 games under 500. We've played much better recently.
Yes.
You know, the Marlins series, 2 close games. I believe we should have won both of them, and we lost both of them to lose that series. I think we were on like a streak of winning series up until that series.
Yep, you were.
So we just got to try and get back hot again, get on that streak of winning series. Like if we just win series, like win every series we play, mix in a couple sweeps, be in first place before we know it.
You are no dummy. You know that the clock is ticking on you. I mean, you're free agent at the end of the season. You've pitched very, very well this year. You've been remarkably consistent, particularly over the last 8 weeks, I would say. And you, I mean, do you hear your name being called in trade talk?
I mean, I see it online and, you know, fans of different teams tweeting at me and all that kind of stuff. Not seeing like too much from writers, but at the same time, like, what am I going to do? You know, that
you pay attention to it.
I'll see it. Yeah. I'm not paying a lot of attention to it right now because right now, like my mind is so set on trying to win the game I pitch every single time because I know, like we were just talking about, this division, the way we've been playing, we could get back in it. And so like the only control I have is when I take the ball, I want to go out and give us the best chance to win. And if we win, then maybe we can make a little run and, you know, it won't be about selling at the deadline. It will maybe be about buying a piece at the deadline or whatever it may be. So thing is for me, like I'm very, very loyal to this organization. You know, they gave me an opportunity to fail over and over and over again at the big league level, learn from that failure. You know, in 2018, if I was on probably 29 other teams, I would have been in AAA by May, June. And who knows where my career would be if that's what happened. So the White Sox gave me that opportunity. I was able to work through a lot of things, start to find that consistent success, fail again last year. Now I'm back to having a little bit more consistent success and, you know, knowing what could happen at the end of the year, you know, with free agency and everything, like I'm giving it my all. I want to see the rest of my teammates give their all and make a legitimate run at this thing, because in the division we're in, it's very possible.
I mean, you're a bright guy, so you understand, and you've been around now long enough to understand the business, but are you disappointed there hasn't been an extension? Or anything? Or is that just the way it goes?
No, that's the way it goes. Yeah, yeah. Not worried about that. Yeah, I mean, there have been talks in the past and things like that, but the way I saw it, you know, staying in the system and you know, just trusting that, it's worked out pretty good for me so far.
Are you anxious at all, though, not knowing that 6 weeks from now you could be up and moved somewhere? I mean, listen, the good news is that you would be going into a pennant race if you, if this team isn't in it at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I don't like dwelling on like the what ifs of the future. You know what I mean? Cause that does create anxiety for sure.
Right.
You know, my like roots are in Chicago. I love my apartment. I don't want to have to like,
you don't have to take everything. Your gamer chair anywhere. Yeah. I mean, how are we going to ship that thing across country if we need to?
Undoing my entire computer system and my three monitors and boxing those up. Like, that's not, I don't want to do that.
Can you send us a picture of that? It sounds pretty awesome.
The setup? Yeah, yeah. It's a pretty dope setup.
Yeah.
And I'm actually doing a lot more like real work on it instead of just gaming nowadays.
Yeah. But your real work is getting ready for your next start. You've told us this a bunch of times where you go and you play as yourself against the team you're going to play.
Yes. Yes. And you know, what's funny is when I do that now. So when I play with myself,
keep going.
And I play as myself in MLB The Show.
Right.
For my scouting preparation, there is like a voice line that the in-game announcers have now that like talks about it.
No.
So it's like the first inning, every single game I play, it's like I start, you know, making pitches in the first inning in this video game. And I don't remember which announcers they use for the game this year.
It's Boog and Doug Glanville.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So they start having this conversation about how me and Max Fried play MLB The Show to prepare for
That's
our next
great.
Opponent.
I love that.
So it's like super meta and weird because I'm literally playing the game and I'm hearing the announcers talking about how I play the game to prepare for the next opponent. And it's like very strange.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I love that. Yeah. That is good stuff, man.
You know, there's never been a better time for Rose Rotation listeners to fan like a champ. Thanks to our good buddies over at Boco.com. It is officially licensed by Major League Baseball and the MLBPA. Their wide range of MLB products includes player and mascot bobbleheads. In fact, I got my guy Slider. Look how happy he is to see you, huh? Hanging out, doing his thing. They got floral shirts. They got loungewear. They got straw hats. Can I tell you how good these straw hats are, man? They help you whether you're working the lawn, mowing that thing, hanging out at a day camp like my 17-year-old son, Brady. He's already heisting this thing. He's a camp counselor out there in the 100-degree heat here in L.A. He's going to be feeling and looking great. And it's never been easier to get the gear, find your fandom, let everybody know where your allegiances lie. It is Foco.com has everything you need for all 162 games and beyond, whether you're taking in the action at the ballpark or you're just lounging around the crib. Either way, you're going to be looking great and representing the team that you love. So if you're ready to take your team spirit to the next level, then head on over to foco.com/johnboy. That is foco.com/johnboy. Get on ready to gear up. And right now, our listeners can use that code word johnboy. They're going to get 15% off their first order. Foco.com. Find your fandom today.
Have you gone anywhere this year that you hadn't been, that you get to stay a little bit longer with this new schedule? Because sometimes in years past, you've had to bounce around and stuff. Is there a city or something that you've enjoyed this year based on the new schedule where you're like, oh, this was fun? Anything?
Right here.
I mean, this
for
is
sure. Your... You know, I was hanging out with my brother last night. He lives in Silver Lake. He just shot over to the hotel. We were chilling. Then I had him come and pick me up and drive me to the field today. But
did you guys do lunch?
No, he slept until like 11:30. So
actor.
Yeah. And I'm on Chicago time. So I actually woke up earlier than I usually do this morning.
How's he doing in the acting world? Because for people of the Rose Rotation, maybe you missed this. Casey Giolito was nice enough to join us in an earlier episode.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's doing well. Obviously, with the writer's strike, I think that things are a little tough. Not as many auditions and stuff being floated around, but He's grinding, doing all of his self-tapes, doing his auditions. And, you know, I know that he's developed some decent relationships with casting directors, and his manager and agent are great. So just going to keep working, keep grinding until he gets that break, you know.
Dude,
It'd be like that.
You guys pick two fields that are just
very difficult.
Like people, this percentage of people make it.
It is pretty difficult.
Unreal. But
I think making it in what he does is harder than me, because like everybody wants to be an actor. Only so many kids want to be a baseball player.
There aren't many baseball kid wannabes that are waiting tables, is what you're telling me?
No, exactly. That's not a thing. Like, either you make it or you don't.
Has he had a side gig that where he's had to do like some?
I don't think he's done that yet, but it might be getting to that point.
Huh, yeah. Yeah, that writer's strike will definitely get you.
Yeah.
There was an interesting story. I want to take you off the beaten path here for a second.
Okay.
I don't know how much you follow the Taylor Swift phenomenon with the concerts and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you see that there are people wearing adult diapers to the concert?
Stop.
Because they don't want to get up and piss. Or worse.
That's so foul. T-Swift came through Chicago.
T-Swift? I didn't know you guys were close like that.
Oh, sorry. Taylor Swift came through Chicago. She had, I think she did like 3 nights in a row. I didn't go. I'm not much of a fan. Like, sorry, Taylor Swift, if you hear this, she's not going to hear this.
I'll be honest with you. What do you mean she's not going to hear this? What type of shot is that at John Boy Media in the Rose Rotation? Shame on you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Giolito. Yes, Taylor Swift is a huge baseball fan, and she loves her, like, niche baseball media. So she came through, made traffic terrible. I wasn't about that. You know, I like to get home nice and quick after our games, but yeah, I mean, hey, more power to them. I know her fan base is big and passionate. So, and wearing an adult diaper, so you can catch every single second of the concert. More power to you.
Is there anybody?
Couldn't be me.
Is there any artist that you would wear an adult diaper for?
No. No.
You're a good music guy.
I am. Yeah, no, that's not happening. No. If I'm gonna, you know, have an accident in my pants, it's gonna be an accident. I'm not doing that on purpose ever.
Oh, that is rough. So we go from here to Seattle.
Yep.
And that's when you get to pitch next.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an All-Star game up there this year. I don't know if you've been paying attention.
Yes, yes.
I remember seeing you in Cleveland at the All-Star game. Was it Cleveland or no? San Diego. Where were it? No,
Cleveland.
You were too early. It was
2019.
Yeah, that was it. San Diego was too
Last
early.
Last year was here.
Yes, it was.
I blew that. That would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, that would have been really nice. Yeah, first time to Dodger Stadium as an All-Star. It's all right. Maybe next time it comes around.
Don't worry. It only took him 42 years to get
perfect,
back.
Perfect. Perfect.
So you'll still be pitching in 42 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, man, based on what you guys make, I'd keep making sure I'm pitching into my 60s, too. Is that stuff you guys think about ever?
Pitching when in I'm your 60 60s? Years
I'm
old.
Talking about the All-Star game.
Yeah. I mean, you want to be an All-Star every year. Of course. Of course. But again, it's kind of like what I was saying earlier with, like, you know, you're thinking about the future of what's going to happen with All-Star game every year. Like, if I go out and I'm like pitching to try and get the numbers to be an All-Star, I'm going to be all messed up out there. Like, I go out and pitch, focus on each individual pitch, all the stuff you've heard me say before, you know, attack, aggression, pitch to win the game. And then the rest takes care of itself.
I saw you get a big strikeout the other day against the Marlins. And I don't know, were you you do talk to yourself when you come off the mound and stuff, but do you have any idea what you're saying? Way to go, motherfucker, that stuff.
My favorite recently has been, I'm that motherfucker.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like, I am him with a motherfucker thrown in.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's not really my personality off the field, but things change when I'm competing. Yeah.
But we'll never hear you like Lance Lynn.
No. He's the legend. He's like top tier pitcher celebrations. Like, he will go down in the record books as one of the greats.
So you're not going to be grabbing your package anytime soon?
No, that's not really my thing. He does that because he wears a cup. He's readjusting. I don't wear a cup when I pitch.
Oh, come on.
Most guys don't.
Most pitchers don't?
No. No.
I saw David Price get hit in the nuts, line drive. Remember that?
That's a risk that I'm taking. Yeah.
Not so sure. It's a great one.
I feel like I wore a cup up until I got to high school. Then when I got to high school, all the, you know, upperclassmen, none of them were wearing cups. I was like, well, fuck this. I'm not going to wear a cup anymore. And then I became a pitcher only. And so once I really started seriously pitching, I never pitched with a cup on. And now if I were to like try and pitch with a cup on, I feel like it would mess me up. So
why do you think Lance does and the rest of you guys don't?
It's like the opposite for him. So like he grew up like always wearing a cup. And then I think he said he tried at some point, maybe his amateur career in college or big leagues or whatever. He said he tried pitching without one and it was uncomfortable and weird. So he went back without to always one. Wearing it. Yeah. So it's just like the opposite.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could take that risk. That you are the closest person to the batter.
Yeah, but the thing, like, you finish your pitch, like, the chances of that happening are pretty low. Because, like, I finish my pitch and, like, I'll swing my right leg yes. up in front for, and that will be protection, yeah. or sometimes spin off. So it's like I'm not even facing that way.
Yeah.
Obviously, anything could happen, but yeah.
So we're going to call your right leg the penis protector from here on out?
Sure. That's
does,
great.
Does that make you comfortable or uncomfortable?
I love that. It's perfect.
You do have an interesting finish. Like you come through and then you swing your legs up.
It's different sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It depends on how much I like extend and get stable on my left leg. Huh. Fastballs and sliders are, I'm going to have more of that like kind of violent, you know, whatever, right leg coming swinging through. Whereas the changeup, since I'm trying to kill velo, I'm using less legs and the front leg will actually like bend out sometimes and it's more of like a smooth finish.
Let's not give away your tells here.
Well, it's after I throw the ball anyways, so it's not like the hitters are seeing it. They have to try and hit the ball.
Great point. Today's episode of the Chris Rose Rotation presented to you by these guys over at Shady Rays. I want you to take on the sun this summer with gear that is built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays, they have you covered with premium polarized shades at a very affordable price. In fact, Shady Rays offers a world-class product just as good as any expensive pair ever worn. Durable frames, crystal clear optics. Can I tell you, you look great right now? And that's not all. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in the history of eyewear. Every one of these bad boys is backed by lost and broken replacements. So you're probably saying, Chris, what the heck does that mean? It means that if you lose or you break one of these pairs, even on day one of ownership, you just call up Shady Rays. You're like, I lost my sunglasses. How much is it going to cost? Nothing. It's going to cost you nothing. They're going to send it to you. They're going to have your address on file. You're going to say, well, don't you want to hear what it? No, they don't care. They don't care what happened. They just want you to be happy and look great. New pair of Shady Rays is coming to your doorstep just like that. And exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Head on over to ShadyRays.com. Use the code word ROSE. 50% off 2+ pair of polarized sunglasses. Did you hear me? ShadyRays.com. Code word ROSE. 50% off 2+ pair of polarized sunglasses. Man, it's going to be hot and sunny this summer. Don't you want to look and feel great? Of course you do. Is Liam on the trip or not?
I think he is. I think he is. I'm not 100% sure.
How emotional was that night when he walked in through the doors?
Chills, man. Like, chills thinking about it right now. It's crazy. What he went through and then obviously coming back and pitching strong, you know, not too far removed from literal chemotherapy. Complete inspiration. I got a lot of text messages after that game that, you know, I talked with him about, from friends, family members that have been affected by cancer, and how much that moment, him, you know, like you said, walking through those doors, taking the mound again, how much that moment meant to them, as, you know, people battling cancer, people that survived cancer. It was really, really special. Something I'll always remember.
I think that, he did so much for everybody, and the way that he and his wife, Christy, have handled this has just been unreal.
Yeah, remarkable. You know, taking something that, you know, is like just the world is crashing down around you and then creating so many positives out of it. It's amazing. They're amazing, wonderful people, Liam and Christy. And, you know, it's unfortunate now, you know, that Liam just came back and now he's, you know, dealing with that little bit of elbow stuff. So, you know, hopefully he can rehab, get that right, and be back doing what he does the best.
I imagine it's probably going to end up being one of the highlights of your career to have been there on a day like that. I mean, that,
yeah,
something obviously that doesn't involve you, but that's one of those moments where you're going to be like, you're going to look back on this 30 years.
100%. That is a highlight moment, because it's not so much about the game, like baseball, you know, oh, a no hitter, this, or playoffs. It is like a human moment that baseball is like so good at bringing out sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was truly remarkable, special, for everybody in the stadium that night, all the people watching on TV. I will always remember for sure.
What do you do during a game when you're not, I mean, you're not pitching it in this series. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're scouting and watching what they're doing against the Dodgers.
No. Yeah.
So like, what is your mindset when you're not going in a series? You're not going to see these guys again this year. Nothing. So do you sit there and bring out your funniest jokes? Do you look into the crowd, see if you recognize anybody? What will you do?
I might be looking out in the crowd at like a good amount here to see if I see like buddies and people I know in LA. But in general, you know, as starting pitcher, like you said, I'm not watching the game to prepare for my outing. I'll be looking out for like pitcher tips. You know, if there's anything that's like glaring, then, you know, you go to
self-scouting. For your team.
Yeah, for the team. So, you know, if I notice anything glaring, you know, discuss it with other guys, we'll confirm, see if we can get on, you know, the right page, and then, you know, bring it to a hitting coach or the hitters. Be a cheerleader. That's a big part of it. You know, always like cheering for everybody, trying to keep the energy high in the dugout, especially if, you know, we're down a few runs, something like that. Other than that, just relax and enjoy. Enjoy watching a game.
You do like to yell at the umpires, too.
Yeah, that's happened a few times. Yep.
Are there guys you know you can go after and yell at and they're not going to look at you? And are there guys who are like, Jesus, Giolito, shut up?
It depends. I think that any umpire, it has like patience to a certain point. Well, some guys are very hard-nosed and got a little bit of an ego, so you got to watch it. But no, most umpires are going to have that certain level of patience, but you know, if you take it to that next level, then you are liable to get tossed out of the game, which happened to me a few years ago.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So what are you allowed to say? That was a fucking horseshit call. Can you scream that from the bench and not get in trouble?
Yes, sometimes. Fucking horseshit call. He's probably going to look at you and tell you to shut up. And then if you continue with that same type of energy, you're liable to get tossed. Yeah. There's a lot of things you can yell that are not going to elicit a response. It's like,
give me a, for instance,
let's say the umpire's name is Jim. Like, Jim, that ball was down. Like, you know, we're sitting here. We can see up and down much better than in and out. Yes. From the dugout. It's like, Jim, that ball's down. Or, you know, let's say he calls that low strike that we think is down, and then like he called, and then there's another one that's similar and he calls it a ball, same fucking pitch. Stuff like that, I think that's all fair game. Personal attack, you're done. As soon as you
right,
it's you, blah 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 blah, no good. You're putting yourself right in red card territory.
Do you have that? Do you discuss stuff with umpires when you're pitching during games?
Yeah, here and there. There was example Sunday. I don't remember what inning. We were supposed to go up and in. I believe it was Arise. We were supposed to go up and in. I missed up and away. Sebi catches it like this. And to me, like from my view, it looked like it was still a strike, even though like I missed hitting him like where he was set up. It was like over here. And so just real quick, like he calls it a ball. I'm like, ooh, I get the ball back and I'm like, was that out or was that up? And he said, out. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
And so that's like one example, I guess. Other than that, like sometimes in between innings, you know, talk about like a pitch or two. I remember, I don't know if it was the same outing or like two, three outings ago. Like I thought I stuck a heater down in a way. It got the bottom of Seb's mitt and came out. So, oh, it might have been New York. Got the bottom of Seb's mitt and came out because he was trying to frame it up. And I reacted on the mound because I thought it was strike three looking, and he called it a ball. I didn't say anything at the time, got the ball. And then in between innings, I go checking my hands, and I think he actually brought it up. He was like, you know, on that pitch, I had it down. It could have been a strike, but like considering how it came out,
right,
like it's a hard call to make. I said, yeah, I got you, no worries.
So you appreciate that when he says
yeah
something.
Yeah, okay. of course,
fair enough.
Yeah, open communication and you know, honesty, and you know, that's great. That's always great.
Have you been asked to have your hands washed?
I think maybe once or twice, but that's just because like sometimes the rosin, if you're like, you're using the rosin heavily and like you're going to like your face and getting like the oily sweat and stuff.
And you're a sweater.
Yeah. It can sometimes like discolor your fingers. And then, you know, you're ripping on the ball, you're touching your glove, like all the different stuff. You'll start to get like gray fingers, black gray fingers.
Ew, that sounds horrible. Sounds gross.
I mean, we're rolling around in the dirt playing a game, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, if that's the case, then you just want to like wipe it down because you don't want to be like, you know, none of us are using anything that's very much in the past, I think, nowadays, considering all the rules. So you just don't want to be giving off the impression that, you know, you're doing anything. You don't want the umpires don't want to like, they don't want to be throwing us out.
No, of course not.
So they want to make sure that everything's like in the, you know, best possible shape, that there's no reason to ever have to throw you out. But no, I've recently been good.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's just, to me, it's a weird thing. I've watched baseball for decades and I can't ever remember them asking people to wash their hands.
Yeah, you're seeing that now a lot more. I think we have this new type of rosin called rock rosin that I think became popular in the last 2 years that I think adds to that, like that color, like it puts that like gray on your fingers. Yeah.
Okay. If you are not fortunate enough to make the All-Star team, what do you have planned for the break?
I was thinking maybe we open after the All-Star break, we're in Atlanta. We start in Atlanta.
Okay.
So I was thinking maybe hang out with Max down in Atlanta at his crib.
Yeah. Okay. Does he have a cool spot?
Yeah. He's got a nice house out there. So I also got family out there too. So see my aunt, uncle, cousin. Yeah, I always enjoy my time in Atlanta.
It's great. It's just smoking hot in July.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay indoors in the AC for sure.
How's he doing, by the way?
Max? Great. Great. Yeah. He's coming along well, rehabbing his elbow thing, little flexor or whatever it was. Yeah, he's doing good.
Because we all hear flexor and we're like, oh, shit. You know what that means.
Nah, it doesn't always mean that, actually. Yeah. Sometimes it does. Don't get me wrong. But no, I think he's going to be fine. He's going to be just fine.
I want to ask you one other thing. I don't know if you follow the college baseball stuff, but the other day, Texas and Stanford in a super regional.
Yeah, Drew Bowser walked it off with the
pop-up.
Yep.
So the game before that.
Drew Bowser, Harvard Westlake, by the way.
And Encino Little League, just to let you know. Quinn Matthews, left-hander for Stanford, 23-year-old senior, came back.
Oh, yeah, this. Okay.
156 pitches. Does a college coach owe it to him to pull him off the field?
Is he a draft prospect?
So he's like top 150. So we're talking rounds 4, 5, 6, somewhere around there.
Oh. Yeah, he should not be throwing that many pitches.
What if he owes it to his boys in the dugout? The guys that he wanted to go to battle with, and he's the one.
They have no bullpen?
I mean, they had to play a third game the next day, and so they wanted to make sure they had everybody available. I don't want to speak for them, but that's probably where we were going.
It's a tough one because here's the thing. I throw 100 pitches, like New York, in New York, I threw 100 pitches in six innings. What's the first thing I do when I get in the dugout? Send me back out. I'm good. That's all of us, because we're in that competitive mindset and we want to compete. We want to go out, do our thing. Like, no matter how many pitches we throw in or whatever it may be, there's very few times where you finish an inning and you come in the dugout and you're like, all right, I'm done.
You know what? I've had enough.
It happens, but it's not very often. Most of the time you want more. And, you know, in college, I didn't go to college. I didn't play college ball. Right. When I watch it on TV and YouTube, I watch YouTube highlights and stuff during the playoffs. It looks very intense. Like, these kids are getting after it. You know, they're playing with a very high level of intensity. And I mean, I can see the starting pitcher is going to ask for the ball every single inning. I don't care what my pitch count is. Like, we're trying to get to the College World Series. It's on the coaches. You know, you got to protect your player. But the thing is, college coach's job isn't necessarily to protect the player. College coach's job is to win, you know, have a winning team, win College World Series, because then you're going to recruit better. Mm-hmm. You're going to make more money. You're making more money for the school. You're making more money for yourself. So college coach is going to ride the best guy. It's not necessarily the best thing for them, for their future. But I don't know. Does one game where you throw 150 pitches matter in the grand scheme of things? Like, not necessarily. Like, I'm sure he's fine, feels good, is going to bounce back for his next start, great. But it's risky. It's very risky. Yeah.
You won't be getting to 156 anytime soon.
They will not let – no, that is not a thing here. They will not let us do that. We also pitch a lot more innings.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was fun, man. This was awesome, just hanging out, talking ball.
This is great. Weather's nice.
Yeah, I know. We had the cloud cover, which I really like. Now the sun's
coming
through.
Out a little bit. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine it'll be kind of fun. You get to see some players you don't get to see up close very often. I mean, I know you played against Mookie when he was in the American League.
In spring
Freddie
training.
Oh,
spring
yeah.
Training.
You guys share a complex.
Yeah. See him all the time out there. Yeah.
It's a little different, though.
Yeah.
Those dudes are studs, man.
Oh, yeah.
Those are two future Hall of Famers, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Would have liked to have seen you on the mound, but that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm sure someday.
There's another Hall of Famer running sprints out there.
Oh, Kershaw?
Yep.
Yeah, slacker. Talk to him. I don't know. Amazing.
Yeah. He's got, from what I've heard, his routine is like down to the, second minute?
It is.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with it.
Yeah.
Do not screw with his routine. So, this was fun. We'll get to do a few other things, I'm sure, out here. You're hanging out. You got some spare time in between your sprints, your massage, your leg day, checking in that make sure your brother got his tickets and all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah.
You got him tickets, didn't you?
Yeah. He's all set. BP passes. Going to have a lot of people out here for BP later.
That's adorable.
Yeah, it'll be great.
All right. Have fun. This was great. We're going to have to do it again in person sometime, maybe on the south side of Chicago.
Ooh, come on down.
For the one and only Lucas Giolito, our amazing producer, Robbie Scirocco, our summer intern, Alden Stone, I am Chris Rose. We will see you next time on the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media. I got to get you a shirt, by the way.
All right, next time.
Yeah.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.